Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we're so happy you can join us on this lovely day.
Yes, we are. Hi everyone, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is sports.
And our title is The New Baseball Team. The New Baseball Team. So, do you play baseball?
Well, I did. When I was really young. But now I play softball on the weekends.
Oh.
It's kind of like baseball.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, I'm excited to learn more about baseball. But first, let's do our read it. Here's Peter to help us.
Alex and Ben want to form a baseball team. In school, people called Ben the king of the field. Alex is a good player, too. He plans to hit many home runs. He'll run fast between the bases. Rob was a pitcher in university, and he's still very good. Put him on the pitcher's mound, and all batters will be scared.
Some of our friends played baseball in school. And now they want to play with their friends from work.
I've done this before. Many of us play sports when we grow up. But after a while, we stop doing those activities and sports. But it's fun to pick these sports back up again and start playing with your friends from work or from life.
That's right. I used to play tennis when I was younger. And these days, I don't really play. But I do play once in a while with my friends.
Yeah, that's great. Well, friends, let's find out what happens in the first conversation. But first, let's go to Jack with our key words.
Hello. Ben 和 Alex 想要组一个棒球队。They want to form a baseball team. Ben 在学校的时候，外号就是球场之王呢。He was called the king of the field. 之王或是国王就是 king. Alex 是很棒的打击手。他说他要打很多支的全垒打。He will hit many home runs. 全垒打就是 home run. 它是可数名词。Rob 说 Ben 要跑垒跑快一点才行。棒球的垒包就是 base. Players run fast around the bases.Rob 在大学的时候是投手，投手就是 pitcher， 而大学是 university。Rob was a pitcher in university。只要有 Rob 站在投手板上，打击者都很害怕。打击手是 batter。All batters will be scared。
Ben, do you play baseball?
I did. In school, they called me the king of the field. But I don't play now.
Okay. So you're a good player. Do you want to play baseball again?
Sure. I love baseball.
Maybe we can form a baseball team.
That's a great idea.I can't wait.
We are talking about baseball today. Ben plays baseball. Well, he did, but that was when he was in school.
When he says did, that means now he doesn't anymore. He could also say, I used to play baseball. This would have the same meaning here.
And Ben was pretty good, too. He had a nickname on the field. This is a name other than your real name. Usually, other people think of this name for you.
They called him the King of the Field. Wow, so he must have been pretty good. A king is the one person who controls a country, so they are the most important.But right here, when we're talking about a sport, it is talking about the best and most important player in the sport.
That's right. And now he doesn't really play anymore. Really. But if he used to be the king of the field, shouldn't he love baseball?
I love baseball.
I love baseball too. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
I love baseball.
I love baseball.
我爱棒球。
Hooray! Here we are at the baseball game.
Yay! I love baseball.
I can't wait for the game to start. The pitcher throws the ball.
Yay! I love baseball.
The batter hits the ball.
Yay! I love baseball.
The batter runs around the bases. It's a home run!
Yay! I love baseball!
What do you like most about the game?
The snacks!
I love baseball.
I love baseball.
我爱棒球。
So Alex wants to know if Ben still likes baseball and wants to form a team. He says, do you want to play baseball again?
And you know what? That's a great idea. Ben likes it. They can form a baseball team.
When you form something, you make it out of something. So they will make the team out of their friends. That's great.
Yes, it is. And Ben cannot wait. That means he is very excited.
Oh, and I am excited too. Who else used to play baseball? I bet they can find some more friends to join them for their team.
I'm sure they could. All right, well, let's find out what happens next. Let's go to Conversation B.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, Rob. Can you play baseball?
Yes, I was a pitcher in university.
Great! Alex and I are forming a baseball team. Will you play with us?
Sure. Put me on the pitcher's mound. Then all the batters will be scared.
Excellent. We'll have a good team.
Yes. And being confident will help.
So in this conversation today, we find that Alex wants to start a baseball team. He first asked Ben. Ben did play in school.
And Ben thinks it's a great idea. So now in this conversation, he wants to ask Rob if he can join the team.
Can Rob play baseball? Yes, he can. He was a pitcher in university. University is school. After you graduate from high school, you can choose to go to university.
That's right. And Ben asks him to play. He must be good if he played in university. So the question Ben asks him is, will you play with us? And that's today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca for more.
Hey, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a grammar point. Will you verb with us? For example, will you come with us? Or will you study for the test with us? This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. So Rob will play with them. I think that he is very sure of himself, too. Very confident. He says, put me on the pitcher's mound. Then all the batters will be scared.
Well, I feel like all these guys are pretty confident about their baseball skills. And being confident will actually help. And I think Jack is also very confident. Here he is right now to show us some more.
Rob 对自己的投球信心十足，他说 ,being confident will help. 有信心是很有帮助的。be 动词加形容词是表示 呈现或成为某种状态，而动词 help 表达有帮助、有用的。我们来多看几个例子。Being honest will help. 诚实是有好处、有帮助的。Being quiet will help. 安静点会有帮助。Being smart will help. 聪明点会有帮助。
Thanks, Jack. So Rob was a very good pitcher. The pitcher is the player on the field that throws the ball for the batter. The pitcher doesn't want the batter to hit that ball.
Yeah, but the batter does want to hit it. But Rob says all the batters will be scared. That's how good he is at pitching the ball.
Wow, all our friends are very confident today. Well, let's learn more about this team after the break. Friends, we need to take a break right now. We'll be back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. We are talking all about baseball. And Peter, you've played baseball before, right?
I have. I loved playing. You get to be outside all day.
And did you ever work at a baseball stadium?
Oh, I did. I worked at the Colorado Rockies Stadium selling lemonade. It was a great summer.
Oh, that sounds like a very cool job. All right, friends, let's go to our next conversation. Let's watch together.
Hi, Alex.
Our new team will be great.
Yeah, I plan to hit many home runs.
You'll have to run fast around the bases.
I will. Although, I'll also be careful. It's easy to get out.
That's true. When is our first practice?
Saturday. But we still need more players.
Okay. I'll ask some of my friends.
So now Rob and Alex are talking about the team that they will be forming. Ben will also be part of the team.
And Alex is excited. Their team will be great. Alex plans to hit many home runs. Okay, Alex.
You mean that's when a batter hits the ball and can run all the way home during that hit? Wow, Alex is confident. Let's learn more about this plan of Alex's with Jack.
Alex 很有信心地说 I plan to hit many home runs. 我打算要击出很多支全垒打。我们来练习 plan to do something. 它是计划打算做某事的意思。I plan to make a cake for her birthday. 我打算为她的生日做一个蛋糕。They plan to take a train trip. 他们打算要搭火车旅游。We plan to surprise her tonight. 我们打算今晚要给她一个惊喜。其实你稍微的想一想，就会发现，一天之内，不管是大事还是小事，每个人都有很多打算。早餐打算吃什么？打算几点出门？打算先读哪一本书？请你也用 plan to do something 来分享一下你的计划吧。
Thanks, Jack. So if Alex wants to hit...So many home runs, he'll have to run very fast around all the bases. You hit the ball at home plate, then run to first base, then second base, third base, all the way back home.
That's right. And in baseball, it's easy to get out. The team that is not batting wants to get the other team out.
Yes. If that team can get three of the other team's players out, then they will get a turn to bat. Now, when you bat, that's when you can score runs.
So this confident team of friends from the office will have to start practicing. When will they start practicing?
Well, the first practice is on Saturday, but they will still have a problem.
And what's that?
Well, they still need more players. But it's okay. Alex can ask some of his friends. That way they should have enough players for a team.
Oh, wow. Well, have you ever been a part of a team like this? Something more for fun than just friends?
Oh, I've been on teams like this. In high school, we formed a team of my friends, and we played soccer indoors for fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun. And reviewing our keywords sounds fun, too. Let's review together.
All right, here's the first keyword of the day. King. King. The king ruled the country for 40 years.
Home run. Home run. Fleming hit a home run and won the game.
Base. Base. Brown was stuck on second base.
University. University. After high school, I went to university.
Batter. Batter. The batter hit the ball. Okay, friends, those are your key words. Make sure to practice at home. And now we can look back at our lessons one more time.
Ben, do you play baseball?
I did. In school, they called me the king of the field. But I don't play now.
Okay, so you're a good player. Do you want to play baseball again?
Sure, I love baseball.
Maybe we can form a baseball team.
That's a great idea. I can't wait.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, Rob. Can you play baseball?
Yes. I was a pitcher in university.
Great. Alex and I are forming a baseball team. Will you play with us?
Sure. Put me on the pitcher's mound. Then all the batters will be scared.
Excellent. We'll have a good team.
Yes. And being confident will help. Hi, Alex. Our new team will be great.
Yeah. I plan to hit many home runs.
You'll have to run fast around the bases.
I will. Although, I'll also be careful. It's easy to get out.
That's true. When is our first practice?
Saturday. But we still need more players.
Okay. I'll ask some of my friends.
Ginger, why are you so excited?
I'm going to start a baseball team.
Oh, well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so who could be on my baseball team?
Well, I used to play baseball in university.
Let me think.
They used to call me the king of the field.
Hmm.
Because I'm a great player.
I know. I'll ask Joey. He has a baseball.
Well, I'm actually a very good pitcher.
Oh, oh, I know. I'll ask Sammy. He has a bat.
And I'm a very good hitter. I hit home runs.
Let's see. Who else can I ask?
Me. I want to be on the team, too.
But Joey has a ball. And Sammy has a bat. What do you have, Monkey Man?
Well, I have this pencil.
Great! You can keep score.
But I want to play.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about baseball. And here to answer my question is Mr. Homer Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hello, Homer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Homer, you are a baseball fan, right?
That's right. I love baseball, and I love watching it, too.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from May Lai of Singapore. May writes, baseball is a popular sport around the world. I'm wondering something. How long does a baseball game last?
Well, that's a great question, and here is the answer. It depends.
It depends? Depends on what?
Well, it depends on how long it takes to play all the innings.
That's right. There are 9 innings in a baseball game.
Yes. In baseball, the teams take turns batting. When both teams have had a chance to bat, that is 1 inning.
So when both teams have played 9 innings, the team with the most points wins.
That's right. A short baseball game takes about 2 hours. Normal games take about 3 hours, but sometimes they can last even longer.
What if both teams have the same score at the end of 9 innings?
Well, then the game will continue until an inning ends with one team having more points.
That's why a baseball game might last a long time. Thanks for answering our question, Homer. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Wow, we talked a lot about baseball today. Baseball is a team sport. Now, there are different kinds of sports. There are team sports and sports that you can play by yourself. Right, Peter?
Yeah, I used to play soccer and football. These are sports that you play on a team. Now I think of swimming or maybe tennis as sports you play by yourself.
That's right. I used to dance and do ballet. You can do that by yourself. All right, friends, I hope you learned a lot. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.